ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2nd, Chapter number 9, and with 8, Chapter number 8, and text number 27.
Yeah.
Okay. 27. Okay. Suta Vacha Sa Upamantrito Rajnya Kathayamiti Satpatehe Brahmarato Brusham Prito Vishnuratena Samsadi Suta Vacha Sa Upamantrito Rajnya Kathayamiti Satpatehe Brahmarato Brusham Prito Vishnuratena Samsadi Suta Vacha Sa Upamantrito Rajnya Kathayamiti Satpatehe Brahmarato Brusham Prito Vishnuratena Samsadi Goswami says, Saha,
he,
Sukadeva Goswami,
Upamantritaha,
thus being inquired, Ragya, by king, Kathayam, in the topics, Iti, thus, Satpatehe, of the highest truth, Brahmarata, Sukadeva Goswami, Brasham, very much, Pritaha, pleased, Vishnuratena, by Maharaj Parikshit, Samsadi, in the meeting. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami said, thus, Sukadeva Goswami being invited by Maharaj Parikshit to sit on and to speak on the topics of Lord Sri Krishna with the devotees was very much pleased. Srimad Bhagavatam can be legitimately discussed only amongst the devotees of the Lord. as the Bhagavad Gita was authoritatively discussed between Lord Krishna and Arjuna, the Lord and the devotee respectively. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the postgraduate study of Bhagavad Gita, can also be discussed between the scholars and devotees like Sudha Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. Otherwise, the real taste of the nectar cannot be relished. Sukadeva Goswami was pleased with Maharaj Parikshit because he was not at all tired of hearing the topics of the Lord and was more and more anxious to hear them on and on with interest. Foolish interpreters unnecessarily tackle the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam when they have no access to the subject matter. There is no use in non-devotees meddling with the two topmost Vedic literature, and therefore Shankaracharya did not touch Srimad Bhagavatam for commentation. In his commentation on Bhagavad Gita, Shripad Shankaracharya accepted Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but later on he commented from the impersonalist view. But being conscious of his position, he did not comment on Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Sukadeva Goswami was protected by Lord Krishna. Brahmavivrata Purana, and therefore he is known as Brahmarata. And Sriman Parikshit Maharaj was protected by Vishnu, and thus he is known as Vishnurata. As devotees of the Lord, they are always protected by the Lord. It is clear also in this connection that a Vishnurat should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a Brahmarat and no one else, because others misrepresent the transcendental knowledge and thus spoil one's valuable time. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhisham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Tansha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Suta Uvacha Sa Upamantrito Rajya कथायामिति सत्पते हैं ब्रह्मरातो भ्रशंप्रीतो विष्णुरातेन संसदि सुत गोस्वामी से दस सुखदेव गोस्वामी बीइंग इनवाइटेड बाय महाराज परीक्षित टू स्पीक ऑन द टॉपिक्स ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा विद द डिवोटी वाज वेरी मच प्लीज्ड Srimad Bhagavatam is a very transcendental topic spoken by the transcendentalist, and those who are aspiring transcendentalists, they will relish. The word prito, the pleasure, For those who are inquisitive, those who are in mode of goodness, they will be certainly filling the sense of happiness or pleasure in the topics because it is a stepping stone. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. The purpose is bhagavat tattva vijnan, which is transcendental nature. But sattva guna is allowing our mortals to get an access. So it reflects our feeling and the mode of happiness is reflected by the transcendental pleasure. Transcendental pleasure, when passes through the body seems happy. But the material pleasure, when it is conveyed through the body, it is so temporary and frustrating. There is no frustration to be found in the transcendental topic. Therefore, it can be heard continuously. Maharaj Parikshit, he was very pious. He had gone through so many kathas before. In ninth canto, we hear Sukhdev Goswami telling him, Parikshit, you heard about Ramayana many times, but I'm going to tell you only in very short, but concisely, but very, very effectively the purpose of Ramayana. So, we see a very small chapter in ninth canto about Lord Ramchandra's pastimes. Sukadeva Goswami is going to give the nectar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead concisely, but which is always giving transcendental pleasure. People go to professional reciters, kathas, regularly to get some material happiness, not transcendental. Therefore, they end up into a so-called entertainment type of organizations, and for the purpose of entertaining some other subordinate purposes other than pure devotional service, they can at least feel some material happiness through somebody who organizes. They get prestige, profit, adoration, distinction. But these are all materially motivated aspirations of happiness. But here, because Parikshit Maharaj is interested to hear the topics related to Lord Shri Krishna and his devotees, they are nonetheless continually, attracting the mind. And this is being appreciated here. And for that purpose, the qualification of the speaker and qualification of the listener have been described. One is Brahmarata and another is Vishnurata. The devotees are under protection of Lord Shri Krishna. So in the degree of their surrender, the Lord reciprocates accordingly. So they must be protected more or less. But those who are simply concluding their life and the mission, they will be totally concentrated on one and one desire only, going back to Godhead right now. I can't deviate from the transcendental subject matter. So they have to give up all the aspirations for public pleasure or such profitable organizations and giving opportunity to the so-called expert professional reciters. No. this situation is very clearly, you know, been indicated in this verse, in Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. So, one must remain inquisitive like Parikshit Maharaj, only on transcendental subject matter, because they have the best welfare activities. So one who is totally engaged in listening to the transcendental topics for not only his own benefit, but concluding the benefit of all those who are there. Such a highest pure desire is appreciated by Sukadeva Goswami, because he is eternally liberated. He is not attached to any professional show business. But he was invited. The assembly of the devotees who simply knew the desire of Parikshit Maharaj, that they took up opportunity. As soon as they heard, they all gathered. It doesn't require official invitation. But seeing the sankalpa or the determination of Maharaj Parikshit for listening and terminating his life into the rapt attention of Lord Krishna and his subjects that is to be discussed. So Bhagavatam is a treatise which has been written by Srila Vyasadeva without any other motivation or interruptions. So this subject matter is of highest welfare activity. Nobody can put forward. Mayavad is deluding potency, has to be understood. So because one who is not following the rules and regulations of religious principles and disobeys the prescribed duties, they may think and that there's nobody else is available, so anybody can become qualified to perform the Vedic sacrifices which are not recommended, but to make a business out of it, to fulfill the desires, the carnal aspect, that the brahmanas got polluted by performing so-called unrecommended sacrifices, yagyas, for the Pashu Homam in Kali Yuga started. So naturally, the anomaly has arisen, decline of religious principle. So Adi Shankara saw that Lord Buddha has come to establish the atheism by denying the Vedic authority. So it has to be re-established. But people are of the nature of atheistic. In the atheistic mind, unless and until Mayavad is introduced, they will not accept any religious process. Adi Shankara was very clever. He's a transcendental personality, Lord Shiva. So he knew unless and until he cheats the people, at the cost of their, being in Maya and telling Maya is everything, he will introduce the Vedic literature back into its position. But then the Lord will take care to establish his pure devotional service gradually, step by step. So in this way, the historical significance is there that Adi Shankara utilized Bhagavad Gita the Lord's own teachings on the esoteric platform and put up Mayavad philosophy in it. It's called Shararaka Bhashya. But he dare not touch Srimad Bhagavatam. He did not touch Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna took a lot of opportunity to make Arjuna understand about the difference between the soul and the body. Besides that, he also taught three other subject matters. Prakriti, right? The so-called performer, who is under illusion of a false ego, and the third one is the time. So these three factors also Krishna taught, but they belong to the material manifestation. Only the soul and the supreme that have been discussed, they are on the transcendental platform. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, other three, which are not transcendental in nature, they have been completely kicked out. They have been rejected. Only the interaction between the transcendental reality of the soul and the supreme has been discussed. And the full recognition of the three aspects of the knowledge, the Paramatma, as well as the Supreme Personality of God. So we see, Shankaracharya did not touch the Srimad Bhagavatam for commentation. Even in Bhagavad Gita, in Sharirik Bhashya, he accepted Krishna's supreme authority. Right? Krishna Vande Jagat Guru was coined by Shankara. As a Jagat Guru, but as a supreme instructor. But he knew that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. So, conclusively he said about Lord Krishna's supremacy, but at the same time, the Prabhupada said, even after accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, other explanations were given by him in Sharirik Bhashya. They are totally Mayavad. How would you understand a Mayavad from a pure devotee? How would you understand? They also worship Krishna. You know, they may also methodically, you know, do all the process. And they may also take up the positions of sannyasi and preacher and Mahamandaleshwar and this Mandaleshwar and that Mandaleshwar. But they are Mayavadis. So how would you distinguish a Mayavadi from a pure devotee?
Their attitude is different. They worship, they were chant even the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but the mood with which they chant is that.
But how would you recognize that?
Because they are not in parampara. They are not in parampara.
That may be true, yes. But they can start their parampara in between also.
But parampara cannot come from any.
Krishna, that will be difficult to trace. But then they will say, he is the same Lord Shiva. And there is a Rudra Sampradaya too. Right? But Rudra Sampradaya became extinct. Extinct. And Vishnuswami was the carrier. And after Vishnuswami, Vallabhacharya took. And that went on seminal succession, not in disciplic succession. What is the difference?
No relationship. Someone
there. No, apparently they will say speak so much. But how would you really distinguish? Observation is required, but observation on what? Swarup Lakshan. Swarup Lakshan, that he is a soul surrender, means how much Sharanagati he has taken. Otherwise, the Tatastha Lakshans, which are 28 and 26 qualities of a devotee, they will be coming automatically, or they even fakely produce it. They will usurp the position and they will show something of that nature. But they are so superfluous. But Swarup Lakshan is absent. A devotee is known as the transcendental devotee in rapt attention of Lord Krishna and connection by total surrender. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says surrender requires six symptoms. First is Atmanikshepa, means he must be fully dependent upon Lord Krishna if he wants to take shelter. Is he ready? Or is he depending upon some other sources? A Mahatma, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita bhajantim ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. A pure devotee who is called Mahatma is totally dependent upon his daivi prakriti, not material prakriti. So anything that makes him dependent of material nature is not a quality of a Mahatma. He is an imposter. Daivim prakriti. It depends upon Lord Krishna and Radharani, the Devi prakriti. Pure devotee. Only on their mercy he wants to live. But before he takes shelter, there is no readiness. And if somebody is just like us, even though we have the pure process of perfectness in transcendental nature of pure devotion, but how much Mayavadis we are? At what extent we are Mayavadis that we have to introspectively find out? A devotee progresses by introspection. How much hypocrite am I? Like that. So, we see Swarupa Lakshan requires that readiness, atmanikshep, and he is genuinely, you know, wanting to depend upon. So therefore, he becomes detached from everything. He becomes detached. Even though if he depends on, I mean, he was depending as a karmi or whatever it is, a householder with all the paraphernalia he has, then wife and family and this and that. But internally he has to be detached. That is the first instruction for an ideal grahastha. But Mayavadi is, no, get attached, overwhelmed by family members. And their question starts from backward. oh, I'm already having the household, I have this commitment, that commitment, how can I progress? You can have it, everything, but start detachment from it by utilizing in service of Krishna. So yukta vairagya is applicable to the attached people. Attached people means they resort to maya. That's why they are mayavadis. But this mayavad especially became an imposter or imitating pseudo-devotee type cult. You know? And everyone in the material world, wherever you go, Prabhupada said, everyone is almost mayavadi. It's not only a separate group, but those who are attached, body is maya, temporary, but if one is not utilizing his body fully, is it not at some extent mayavadi? You know, for himself, for family, a few hours in temple services. So the degree of the surrender is a very important factor for Swarupa Lakshan. So I'm 50-50, right? And 50% dependent. But anyway, supposed to be progressive. But mayavadis now become separate. They want to become God themselves. You know? They want to become God themselves. By surrendering to Krishna, you can become Krishna? No. So, the whole thing becomes like a hypocrisy, conflicting, unproductive and non-conclusive ideology. So Shankaracharya easily introduced that. Even though he asserted that Krishna is all in all, but still, you know, how to dissuade the people so easily? So Buddhism has no value in front of it. Shankara, Adi Shankara introduced that. So it was so easily accepted by the people, Buddhism was kicked out from India. So one who is there coming to the conclusion that he is God himself, he is also an atheist. Atheism, otherwise also in the form of Buddhism, still accept Buddha as the supreme and they chant his holy name. But there are so much non-believers for non-existence of the transcendental reality, Krishna. So, atheism is also a kind of religion, but it connects with whom? Nothingness. It connects with zero. Atheism connects with zero. And Mayavad connects with himself to become God. These are the two, targets. Different. But we know this is all fake. So, therefore, in Sharanagati means the only symptom of the Swarupa Lakshan of a pure devotee, how much surrender he is to Lord Krishna. How is he expressing? It is in person through mind, words and activities. Greater the extent, greater is the purification. Greater is the possibility to become pure and holy. So, Shankaracharya also had to take the impersonalist view to negate Krishna's personality. So he can become God himself. That was his philosophy. Adi Shankara tells that Krishna vande jagat guru. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. But at the same time, this personality is impersonal. It's called and therefore Krishna is using that particular word, avyakta rupa. Avyakta rupa. Avyakta means non-manifested. Rupa means the form. Form is there, but it is not manifested. Therefore, nirguna, nirakar. There is no qualities. So easily he accepts only material qualities are existing and no spiritual qualities are there. So in this way, he does the word jugglery to misconvey that yes, the Supreme is impersonal, but at the same time, he is not doesn't have qualities, you know. But I do have qualities, you know. And I'm the same manifest. If I know the impersonal aspect through knowledge, but I'm a person, so I can easily take up the position of that God. Because I'm manifest. Swaminarayans do call them, the Pramukh Swami, their head, Pragat Brahma. They use this word. For Sahajanand Swami, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Pramukh Swami today is called Pragat Brahma. The Supreme Brahman manifested. Otherwise, Brahma is non-manifested, impersonal aspect. You know, so there is a tinge of Mayavad there. And we can see how cleverly this is manifested. They do Vaishnava Tilak, but in the they put the dot in between. Dot is of oneness. And pure Mayavadis, they put only dot. No Vaishnava Tilak. So like that. But ours is pure attention. And last week I was in Ujjain and I went to have darshan of Mahakaleshwar. You know. There also Lord Shiva's followers do beautiful tripunda type of urdhva. But it is Trishul there. There are three lines of Trishul. It's almost Vaishnava, but no Vaishnava. You know? So, we can see that the lake of surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be easily identified. So, therefore, whether the first requirement of Sharanagati is the readiness, whether one wants to become surrender, soul surrender to Lord Krishna alone. So then he has to remain detached from everything else. So one who is totally exhausted for dependence on material nature or its products, wife, family, children, everything, then he must cultivate as a result dainyam. Dainyam. Humility only comes when one has been totally, you know, utterly desperate for shelter on Krishna. One who has been exhausted from all material connections by detachment. So dainyam is the second feature, should be seen. The dainyam can be artificially, you know, also coming in very refined Vaishnava behavior type. Huh? It's not Vaishnava behavior, it's a show. Prabhupada would give a good example. The Mayavadi sadhu and chelas and everybody is there, big show is going. Somebody gives money and he says, no, I don't touch Maya. Give it to him. His accountant or somebody, he will take care. But I don't touch. Imposter. When Prabhupada said, if Krishna gave me 10 hands, I will take with all 10 hands and use in his service. Right? This is the difference. Therefore, unless and until one is totally exhausted, he will never become humble. Trunadapishuni chena can only come when one is totally detached from the material energy. He may be in material energy, he may have everything, but he would not be keeping himself in attachment of those things, because he is using in Krishna's service. So, therefore, he had cultivated, then Krishna will provide me. Krishna provides everyone, therefore I don't have to do anything for my own separate maintenance. And fourth, in the same way, so Krishna will protect me. I don't have to worry. Isn't Krishna saying that? Ananyas chintayanto mami janaha upari upasate tesham nityabhi yuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyam. To those only who are taking shelter of me and worship me without any other interest, motivation and thoughts. Only to be. Paripasate means continually worshipping him. So only to those. Tesham nityabhi yuktanam, because they are ever attached to me. Yoga Krishna. I take care of what he has and provides what he lacks. So, these four factors are there. And therefore, he is going to do only favorable service to Lord Krishna and reject anything unfavorable. These six symptoms are very essential to be found in Swarupa Lakshmi. Mayavadis will be immediately be separated out from this definition. So this is how to recognize. Otherwise, artificially, other 26 qualities they will imitate. They can also show partially, but not really. So general people, you know, they cannot distinguish who is a sadhu, who is an asadhu. So they invite everybody. But what is he speaking? He has to hear it, right? If his hearing is not on the basis of Krishna consciousness, then it's totally rejected. Right? A devotee of Krishna will speak nothing but Krishna. And it's a continual thing. Because that's a transcendental subject matter. Such aspirant transcendentalist in pure devotion can only hear from one who is realized in that line. That's the qualification of Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. Therefore, both were under total protection of Lord Krishna, Brahmarat, and Vishnurat. These are the two words are utilized. Okay. So, this is the understanding. What is the So it is clear also in this connection that a Vishnurat should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the Brahmarat and no one else, because others misrepresent the transcendental knowledge and thus spoil one's valuable time. So this is the way our traditional understanding is conveyed. Anybody has any question?
Yeah. If I understand correctly, if a person doesn't surrender fully to Krishna, to his my body, to that extent to which he doesn't surrender.
Yeah, but the surrendering is a gradual process. So one who is a progressively surrendering, aspirant even, that is the value of the disciplic succession, that gives you no other alternative but very strict regimen of surrendering.
One another moment, you said we can recognize a sincere person from pretender that sincere devotee strictly follows in this six points of surrendering. But my body, pretender is not sincere person, can also imitate at least for some time.
Yes.
And
But therefore, you cannot see the transcendental reality of Lord Krishna or the transcendentalist who knows Krishna through your eyes. Therefore, you have to see them through your ears. You have to understand Lord Krishna through Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? So by hearing is powerful, but hearing is also many kinds. Srotavyadini Rajendra Nranam Santi Sastrashu Apashyatam Atmatattvam Griheshu Grahamentina. Atmatattva, if it is neglected in the subject matter, then it is worthless to hear. What will you hear? We must have very high intensity of hearing the transcendental topic, means Atmatattva, the transcendental nature of the soul and connection with the Supreme. Right? These are transcendental subject matters. You know? Why do we go and hear music and filmy songs and this and that being introduced in? No, that is Mayavadi. We can't imitate.
But now, to finish this, my question. Nowadays, we have the professional reciters, they narrate on Bhagavad topic very nicely with music and discussing very intimate topics about Krishna. They are only about Krishna and looks like they are Radhika devotees.
Yeah, but they are not honest. Honesty, the parameter of honesty, Srila Prabhupada put up. Authoritative, bona fide. He explains and uses the word over and over again.
But it's not so easy to recognize.
No, if you suppose if you are going to purchase diamond, you must know the quality of diamond. It's not that I do not know and I want to purchase. No, you must know. Otherwise you will end up in a fake. So, it is the obligation of an aspirant devotee, you know, to look for the absolute truth in his guru. So he must examine, he must get it. You know. Otherwise, we'll be taken for a ride.
You said Prakriti, Kala and Karma, they are
absent in the transcendental topics.
But there are sections like in second canto, fifth canto, and other things, and these topics are discussed. Because I can say maybe the tenth canto is not there, but leading up to the tenth canto,
as far as the purpose of material creation is concerned, they may be described. But the real heart of the tenth canto, you know, is the transcendental activity of Lord Krishna.
Understand, but before that, Bhagavatam describes all.
Well, Bhagavatam may have to postulate because the fundamental aspect of all Puranas is to describe the creation. So, like that. That's how the Puranas are being classified. So that's an apparent thing, but Sukadeva Goswami is going to assert that behind everything is Lord Krishna, cause of all causes. You know, so the cause is there, but there is no cause in the spiritual world. It is existing. The cause will be found only in the material world, but if Krishna is described in Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha and Anadi Radhir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam is a relative activity for some, you know, interruption in the relationship between the soul and the Supreme. You know, so only that portion is causal effect. But it's a perverted reflection of reality. So that has to be exposed. Isn't it we are supposed to learn about phenomenal and numinous, like side by side?
Maharajaji said that even though they are devotee, if they are allowed to engage their body in the service of Lord Krishna, there is, in some extent, there also maya vadis. So what can you say?
Extent. But we have to refrain. They are being protected under the transcendental nature of Lord Krishna because it came from the desire of a pure devotee. So Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON. ISKCON is attacked by Mayavada like anything. But ISKCON is trying to remain a transcendental entity. People are seeing much more as a deviated or not following Prabhupada's intent and like this and that. But it is existing for the purpose of transcendental nature. So transcendence is there. Those who are interested in retaining the transcendence, they will be there. But those who are going to simply bark on the external tribulation that it is going through, Who will have to care for them? They are wasting their time. Instead of putting up a united effort to cooperating, bring up the institution. By opposing, you can't bring up the institution, because you are going to confront the same issues. That's an attack of material thing in the spiritual. That will be keep on going on. We are having this body. It's material nature. And even birth, death, old age and disease are attacking us, isn't it? Even though we have nothing to confront with, but within our own body we are confronting it. So in a larger body, the confrontation is there. But if your soul is awakened in this body, the soul or the spirit of Srila Prabhupada should be kept awakened in the institute. However, the attacks will be there. But this is the protection. Protection in ISKCON is that it is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they forecasted, and ISKCON is trying to cooperate in executing their desire. Isn't it worthwhile protection is there? That transcendental power is there. You know? Even the foolish people can recognize it.
But you see, even if they are something, they are unable to do anything to their body. So
yeah, but they are unable to do on their own. They have to see something at a larger scale, not a small, a little selfish scale. Oh, because I was denied this duty, I will not do anything. The exhaustion on the dependency on the material world, that is the expression. That can come easily by detachment. Detachment means that is he himself, even though having everything, he thinks this, I'm simply a servant for Lord Krishna and I will utilize anything, whatever at my command is there. No, he will engage others to maintain it. You don't have to keep on. Those who are attached, you know, to house and property and children, yes. Go ahead. Wife is attached. You can manage the house. Good. I'm expert. I will provide you sources. But I will remain detached too. Like that.
Thank you very much.
You said that when the extent of surrender is greater, the purification is greater, right? But sometimes our anarthas are so high that we are actually unable to surrender. So how that?
So that's all right. Who is neglecting you? Krishna is not neglecting you. But ultimate purpose that you have to rise above. You have to make progress. You can't make it as a standard and stagnant position lifelong. You'll miss the opportunity of advancement otherwise. There is no discrimination high and low. The devotees are trying them, but who is taking the advantage of the association that is available in different ways? Otherwise there are a lot of other groups who are interested only in some superficial aspects. You know? All right. Thank you very much, Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.